think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page, which nobody ever uses anymore. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow, with a zero, at Degenerates 975, and of course you can text the show, as always, at 713-780-3776. And if you're just joining us, you missed a lot of baseball talk, get your Astros fill, a little hockey talk, a little NFL talk, so a lot, very, very sportsy first hour.
It's sportsy.
And all available at podcastarena.com, so I think we can maybe move to some other topics here. God's Green asks, is it harder to play sober or drunk people at the poker table? I think it depends on the person, because if it's somebody who doesn't drink a lot and they usually play a certain way and then they start getting drunk and playing different, that can actually be harder, because you know, once you have a read on somebody and all of a sudden they're a completely different player. The hardest people for me to play, and don't make fun of me for this, but
women?
Well, no, actually women I'm okay with.
Asians?
No, I like playing against Asians, actually. Like old people. And I don't mean old people like me. I mean old people like their
seniors,
70s and 80s, that played limit poker for all those years.
Oh,
because they call every single hand. It doesn't matter what they have. They treat ace 10 like it's aces. You cannot bet them off a hand no matter what you do. And they'll just hang around and hang around and hang around and hit a draw on you, and you're just like, ugh.
You're not going to be like that in 20 years, are you?
No.
Okay.
No, because I mean, I know where it comes from, because people are that old, mostly played limit. So they play no limit like it's limit, and they're hard to get rid of. And the last two times I played big tournaments, I've been at tables with a lot of old people that played like that, and that frustrates the hell out of me. Because if I can't bet you off a hand and you could have anything, that's a hard read for me.
It is tough.
So so I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I mean, but I also, you have to get, you really have to hit a big hand or else you're going to just bleed off your chips trying to get rid of those guys. Let's try, John has a poker question. Let's hear his. What's up, John?
Sports, guys. How are you?
We're doing sports, sir. How are you?
Good. Hey, Fred, I got a question for you. How do these poker rooms in Houston stay open without the police raiding them? They just opened one up here in Montgomery County where I live, and I don't want to go to it, and then get raided by the cops. So can you answer that question for me?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Most of the illegal rooms, they don't have time to... The police don't have time to mess with them.
Police are busy.
Vice has a lot to do because, and the people, you're going to basically get a parking ticket if the police come in there. That's what it's the equivalent of. And, but what concerns me about those kind of places, and the reason I don't do it anymore and have it for years, is security. How safe are you in these places? And that's why I said, that's why I'm glad to see that Mint has opened a perfectly legal room. Now you got to drive to Clear Lake, which is a haul for you, but it's a perfectly legal room, and, you know, they've researched this. I've talked to people in law enforcement and in the DA's office to make sure perfectly legal. So go check them out. In fact, tomorrow I'll be there. But as far as I think the vice squads have better things to do.
They're looking for drugs and stuff like
that. Yeah, and I mean, and big prostitution rings. I mean, there's a lot of these little eight-liner places that are out there too. So 281 brings up a great point. Says, of course you won't be like that in 20 years, Fred. You'll be dead. See, 72. No, I've upped my...
Your expectations.
Yeah, I've upped my expectations. But we'll see. So 713-780-ESPN is your number.
My expectations for you remain the same.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Talk to me in a couple months.
All right.
I'm working on some things to get myself in better shape. 281 says the house doesn't take a rake, the room's legal. Not technically, no. You have to pay taxes. You know, you can play a game in your own home, or you can go to a room like that and just say, all right, we're all paying $50 and that's it. I mean, there's ways to do it to make it legal, but if you're going to be legal, you also have to pay taxes. So, yeah, 713 says, I hate poker crybabies who expect the best hands to win all the time. If you don't like how people play their cards, stop playing poker. I tend to agree with that. You know, it's, I think people get frustrated, but that's what I'm saying. That's why those old people frustrate me, is that I can't get rid of them. And, you know, and that's a good thing. You want to be able to frustrate somebody. So I'm kind of praising them. I think I'm giving them, you know, but I also think you change up how you play. Now if I'm at a table with a bunch of old people, I'm waiting for a hand. I'm not going to get involved because I'll donk off too many chips. Okay, I have to ask about this now.
All right.
Because I know there's all these trends and fads and stuff. Maybe you can explain this to me. What the hell is a fidget spinner?
Okay.
And why the hell are they such a big deal?
I don't get it. Both my kids have them. And I got so mad because my kid's teacher is the one who recommended it for my older kid.
Yeah.
And my wife was having a discussion with me about, well, I'll have to talk to his teacher next year to see if it's okay for him to bring it to school. They're acting like it's some sort of therapy device for kids who are ADD. It's like it looks sort of like a ninja star with rounded edges.
Yeah, well, I've seen it because every convenience store I go to has a big sign, fidget spinners here.
Yeah, and they, like, you hold on in the middle and you just spin them. And they spin around and around. I don't understand how that's pleasurable.
John, help us
see
with
now. Like AJ was saying, I think these were meant for kids with ADD. In school, what I would do is I take a pen and I kind of do this.
Yeah,
I'll twirl it between my fingers and I'll spin it and that kind of thing. That's what it's meant for, I guess, for kids with ADD. Kind of calms them down a little bit. But everyone is buying these things, not people with ADD. Like,
they're using them like toys.
Yeah, it's like toys, and everybody wants one.
Yeah,
and they get really expensive too. Like, I think I've seen some online for like $100, $150.
I mean, what's the difference in all of them?
I guess the quality's better, but not that much greater.
It can't
to
be
where
that.
You can mark it up.
They're $6.99 at the Chevron by my house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I go in to get my Gatorade out of in the mornings.
You know, I like to, you know, sit here, click my pen, and then spin it, that kind of thing.
But I was a pen clicker.
Yeah, I was too. Yeah. And that's why I never have pens around me during the show, because I'll do it on, and you'll hear it clicking.
And my wife is like, because I'm the same way. I always have to be doing something. Okay. And my wife is like, well, you know how I get upset with you because you're always tapping your foot.
I do that too.
And I'm like,
yeah, I do that.
But that doesn't mean you can take toys to school.
Yeah, very strange. So I just didn't know what they were. I'm seeing these things everywhere. And I was curious, that's all.
Hopefully it's just, you know, a fad in the past. It's like Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, my kids still play Pokemon.
Oh, do you?
My kids do, yeah.
Oh, they're out of school now, so they're going to going everywhere now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... I'll be honest, I don't hate them or love them or know anything about them, but I figured you guys would.
And now they have these, or I think these came out before the spinners. They have these little cubes that have like different things on them. Like one side has like a switch. And one side has a bunch of titanium balls attached to it. You just kind of like fiddle with the balls, and it's different. It's like a dice. I think those came out before the spinners, and I think the spinners just caught on, and you know. Now, here we are.
When I was a kid, it was the Pet Rock and the Mood Ring. Both of which, in retrospect, yeah, your Pet Rock. What the hell? You can go pick one of those up out of the yard.
Yeah, when I was a kid, it was Pogs.
Mm. Oh, I used to love Pogs.
Yeah. Mm. That's what kids would try to bring to school, and they would get confiscated.
Yeah, and then you had that one friend that would use the metal one.
Yeah.
That bastards.
All right, guys. Hey, we're getting school's obviously out now, but we got to start looking ahead to next year. It's going to be back to school before you know it. And yeah, if you just got out of school or you're just teaching, you don't want to hear that. But the reality is, for a place like Houston Can Academy that depends on your donations, now is the time. Now is the time to donate your vehicle so that they can start getting ready for next year. Cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, RVs, tractors, four-wheelers, doesn't matter what it is, doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in, whether it starts or not, they'll come and tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. Your donation's tax-deductible, and a bunch of the Blitzers have stepped up here, and you can be the next one to do it. If you donate today, you're going to get a free $50 Visa gift card if you tell them you're a Blitzer. That's simple. And that money goes to help kids at Houston Can Academy. This is a school that takes in kids who've dropped out of other schools who need another opportunity. And they get that opportunity at Houston Can Academies. And these are really good kids, and they had to drop out for a variety of reasons. Well, Houston Can Academy works around whatever those problems were and helps them graduate. Give them a call, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Don't hang on to that clunker anymore. Get that tax donation. Get that $50 gift card and feel good about yourself. Right off the car, not the kid. The common star. Running down to the riptide. Taking away to the dark side. I want to be your left hand man. I love you when you sing the song.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back. 832 says fidget spinners remind me of that movie Hudsucker Proxy. You know, for kids.
My mom actually texted me. I guess she's listening to the show today.
Yeah.
She sent me Fidget Spinner Classic Edition, and it was a ruler with a pencil through the middle hole, which that's exactly what
it
was.
I used to do that too. I doodle a lot. That was... You know, when I just get a piece of paper and doodle, but I'd also click the pen thing, which is annoying as hell. You can't do that on air.
Like I would hold the pen down into the desk and click the pen and make it have like the hard click up and down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a mess.
Lauren the Aggie tweeted us a
nude.
No, good. But it involves magnetic balls, so you probably should look at that on Twitter. 713-780-ESPN. All right, we'll try one more call. Mr. Irrigation, go.
Hey, Fred. Listen, man, I sent you the tweet. My buddy Vax the Football Guru, he retweeted it. It's for charity, man. I'll take Looking for Lee. I got 100 to your charity if you can beat that horse. You want to think about it for a little while and hit me back on Twitter, or are you afraid?
You know what?
Oh.
Ooh. Actually, I won't be hitting you back on Twitter because I blocked you. So, you know what?
What did you block him for?
I blocked him because he was clearly drunk one day and just kept asking questions that made no sense, and I'd ask him to explain them, and he refused to, and then started calling me a coward, and like he was there, which I don't know what the F he's talking about, to be honest with you, and I eventually blocked him, so... No, I will not participate in anything with someone I blocked on Twitter.
Okay.
And as I've said many times, for me to block you on Twitter, you had to be out of line. He was out of line. So as far as stuff like that goes, I don't, you know, I do a lot of charity stuff, and I have a lot of charities, and I donate a lot of winnings to charity, but I don't bet against listeners. I don't do stuff like that. You want to come sit at the poker table with me? We'll do that. But I don't play games like that. I like to keep...
So you're scared, you're saying.
I'm sure that's what he thinks. I don't care. I've been pretty... You know, I've been pretty clear from the beginning about charity because I get people asking for stuff all the time. I have things that I do, and I do them quietly. Every now and then we'll get on air and do some stuff, but I don't think that... For the most part, if you're out there making a big deal about what you're doing for charity with your betting and stuff, then you're not really doing that much. I was always taught you don't want thanks for that stuff. You just do it. So, yeah. But, and if you think looking at Lee's going to win, go bet your $100 on him. Good for you. I think as much as I love that horse, well, you know what? Tune into the Belmont podcast tonight.
Okay.
I don't want to get into that. I am going to give something away. $25 gift card to Uberito, and you can be entered into the grand prize drawing for the trip to Los Angeles. Snowfall's executive producer John Singleton wants you to be ready for the new FX original series. You and a guest will be flown to L.A. for a 4-day, 3-night trip to see the world premiere screening of Snowfall. Plus, with your round-trip flights, you'll receive a $250 cash gift card, 3 nights hotel accommodations to attend the screening Monday night at the Ace Hotel with John Singleton and the cast, plus attend an interactive immersive event on Sunday. See how crack began when Snowfall premieres Wednesday, July 5th at 10 on FX. Let's take caller 20. And you get the gift card to Uberito, and you get entered into the grand prize drawing. So if you call and say, oh, I get to go. No, it's not how it works. There's going to be a grand prize drawing. I probably should have read this. Snowfall's executive producer, ECEQCUTIVE.
Wait, what?
Executive is not spelled ECE.
Ah.
He wanted WANTD to be you ready for the new FX original series.
Are you not be you ready?
No. And maybe it's executive producer.
Maybe.
Executive? I don't know.
Mm.
Oh, well. We're giving it away regardless.
Like you say, these things happen.
They do.
It's a long story.
Yeah, yeah. But I caught them on the fly. How's that? So, 713-780-ESPN. Max says, I'm going to Texas Mattress Makers this weekend. Just tell them the Blitz sent me. Anything special to look for or who to talk to? If Lax is working, that's my guy. You can ask for him. He'll take care of you. And just make sure you tell him you heard about it here. And they'll put you on the best bed, man. They really will take care of you. 713-780-ESPN. All right, we'll try one more call. Quentin. What's up, Quentin?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, Fred. This question's for you. I just want to know, do you think the Warriors would be in the same position they're in now had they not acquired Kevin Durant? And if not, where do you think the series would be at right now?
Did he say this question's for Fred?
Yeah, but you feel free to answer it. Feel free to answer it.
Well, I'll let you go first.
Well, I think, without Kevin Durant, they're not in this position. I think they're very good. We saw that last year.
Wait, when you say they're not in this position, you mean they're not in the finals?
They're not up 3-0.
Okay. Yeah,
I still think they're
still in the finals, though, right?
Yeah. I mean, that team was good enough last year, but they also, when you say in the same position, there's no way they're unbeaten in the playoffs without Kevin Durant. And, you know, he has made that kind of difference. He's probably going to win the MVP of the playoffs, of the finals, and deserves it. So... Okay, so you want to answer? Go ahead.
I mean, my opinion is they would still be in the finals. They would still be the best team in the NBA. They'd probably still win a championship.
They'd probably blow a 3-1 lead to the Cavs.
Or that could happen. I mean, it wouldn't be 3-0 right now. I'll tell you that. And they wouldn't have rolled through everyone the way they did in the West.
I believe Cubby Blues has gone to Vegas tonight for the first time in 10 years. Have fun, man. Says, what's a good low limit to mid limit hold'em? Is Golden Nugget still a good room? I Nugget has a good room. I think there's basically, if you're going to play for real money, go down to Bellagio. Otherwise, everybody will have a 2-5 game that you can play. And I like MGM for 2-5, but that's where we usually stay, so it's easy.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN is the number. Daniel, any idea when tickets go on sale to the public for the Super Fight on 9/16? No.
I don't know.
No. We will let you. I'm sure we'll hear about it, though. Somebody asking, are you excited about Orphan Black's return? Yeah. I'm extremely excited about that. This is the last year of it, too. It's another series that I think doesn't need to go any farther. So, That I think the acting in that thing was just the most amazing thing I've ever seen. This is chick playing all these different roles and convincingly. I was glad she finally won an award for that. Oh boy. I should have answered the mattress text now. I should have been thinking ahead, John. Because
Things happen. It's a long story.
Well, I got thrown off by the ECQTIV producer who wanted to be you ready. I don't know. English is such a difficult thing sometimes. All right. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And guys, I'm telling you, if you're going to Texas Mattress Makers, here's what you're going to get. There's great people over there. They're going to put you on the best mattress for you. Okay. They're not going to try to say, oh, well, you want to spend this amount of money. We'll get you a mattress. No, they might put you on a mattress that costs a lot less than what you're willing to spend because they want to put you on something that is going to help you sleep better. That's all they care about. And the quality is fantastic. They make them right there and sell them directly to you. They're all the time coming up with new stuff. And as a matter of fact, both the Paris and London mattresses now both feature the latest in quad coil technology. And they'll explain all that to you and why they're helping you sleep better and why they're putting you on a better bed than you're going to get anywhere else. The London even offers up a layer of graphite latex. And I'm telling you, they're going to explain it to you when you go to buy it. And you'll realize, oh my goodness, why did I ever think about going anywhere else? Right now, the Paris King sets marked down to $945. London Kings are an all-new low, $1,125. And when you go there, make sure you tell them you're a Blitzer. And Lax and the gang over there, they'll put you on a great, great bed. And you're going to save money, at least 50% off of what you would save if you went to a retail store, because a lot of them are buying them from Texas Mattress Makers. So get it custom fitted. Get the right mattress for you. Do business with great people. Texas Mattress Makers, 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. As the seasons change, you want to spend more time outdoors, but if you've got an ugly or an outdated outdoor area, it's not quite the same. Carvestone, the Allied Outdoor Solutions pros can get you ready with Carvestone. It gives you a superior look of real stone on your existing surface for way less money than it would cost to tear everything out and start over. Carvestone is troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home. It looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. They can help you with residential and commercial projects, and they can help you save money as well. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. With all this, it's no wonder they've been Best Picture Report certified each of the last 4 years. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
And we're back on the Blitz, and you know what that music means. Time for the world's gambling guru, pregame.com, RJ
Bell. The world, Craig.
That's right. And
who is the horse racing guru?
I don't know. I'm going to have to find one. No, it's still me. It's still me. Been a little bit of a rough patch, but we're going to bust out big time tomorrow. I could feel it. So
you know, Jane's. You guys ever listen to Jane's Addiction?
Oh yeah,
oh yeah.
Remember, Jane says, "Gonna kick tomorrow."
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
But wait, is the race tomorrow or Sunday?
It's tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Sunday. Listen, what kind of triple crowns on Sunday?
RJ, what kind of sports have horses? I mean, stop.
Hey, listen, Secretariat was the 17th. What number was it on the ESPN rankings?
Oh, that's why ESPN's dying as a brand, RJ. The whole station's falling apart because of that ranking.
I'll tell. Oh, I don't know about that. I'll tell you this: is every year, and this is a good tease. If you've been thinking about going to my Twitter, now is the time. At RJ in Vegas.
Did you post nudes?
No.
Oh,
I don't want to be run out of the country. Is the thing that the thing I do every year, and this is like seven straight years, is I put out an HD version on YouTube of the Belmont in what 73, Fred, with Secretariat, and he wins this thing. Like the other horses are off the screen. And there's the famous call where the announcer, like they're watching it and they're watching. And he just keeps pulling ahead and pulling ahead. And then finally he has this great line. He goes, and he's moving like a, is it Wonderful Machine?
Tremendous Machine.
A Tremendous Machine.
A Donald Trump Machine.
Like a Tremendous Machine. And it's such, and he's just like, this horse, this is like the highest form of any animal I've ever seen. And I'm not a horse racing fan, but this is amazing.
Yeah, that is that. I still get goosebumps when I hear that call.
Oh, in fact, I read Rocky Blyer. You want to go back in time, right? So I was growing up, you know, I was like 8 years old in 78, right? And Rocky Blyer was the second running back for the Steelers. And he had been hurt in Vietnam and like no chance to make the team. And he like went back four times, finally made the team. And he won, you know, multiple Super Bowls. I don't think he was there for 14, Super Bowl 14. But I remember reading his book. It was called Fighting Back. And he used to talk when he was training that he would think of himself as Secretariat running away from the field at the Belmont. It's interesting.
Before we get to the stuff, you guys redid the website, man. It looks terrific.
Oh, wow. Listen, this was a 2+ year endeavor. And honestly, it was over $1 million. And it was all retained, as in instead of spending it, we put it right back in the company. And listen, I'm not a perfect guy by any stretch. My wife will tell you that for sure. But we really believe in what we're doing. And, you know, I made a lot of little decisions of saying no to this or that in order to build this site. So it's still in beta, right? So we're still getting a few of the kinks out. But, man, is it the platform. We're so excited. And one of the things, guys, we're going to be doing is a ton of contests where we have the ability to replicate, let's say, the Super Contest in Vegas or do weekly NFLs or season NFLs. And we have literally net unit contests, win percentage contest, survivor contest, race to a certain number of win contest, and the fifth one is the Super Contest replica. And you can actually create your own contest. So if you guys, like if you're working an insurance company or wherever, and you want to have a contest amongst yourselves, you can even create your own.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this, man. Plus, it looks so good. It's easier to navigate. And yeah, so check it out at pregame.com if you haven't been there. We'll definitely be putting some contests together for the people. So let's talk about this basketball game tonight. Give me some kind of angle to be interested in here from a wagering perspective, because I'm kind of like, let's just get this over with and move on. Give me something to grab.
Let me take a deep breath, and I'll speak from the sternum and radio voice. Ready? This is the biggest underdog LeBron James has been in any game in over a decade at home.
Man. Mm. And so, what is it? What, 4.5? 5.5?
No, it's 6.
Oh,
right?
Boy.
Unless it's moving in the last half hour. And to me, I actually like, and Fred, you know, what I love about this segment, guys, and we talk about it all the time, is the sophistication, is I love, love, love the idea that we can talk about something like this, which is at some sports books, not all of them, you can do like a reverse teaser. So you can say, okay, I know I can lay 6 and lay -110, but I'd rather lay 14 and be like +325. So the theory is I'm going to make it harder, but if I win, I get a bigger payoff. And to me, I don't like, you know me, I don't like to lay big numbers. But I actually would take a look, and that's pretty much where it's at, is -14 +325 on Golden State, because I think it's very possible that Cleveland doesn't show. Because one, you know, we know that sweeps tend to move in the direction of the team up 3-0 line-wise because the motivation is gone from the other team. There's really no sense that they can actually come back. And you might say, well, they're playing for pride. It's like, yeah, you think LeBron, if he loses in 5 or 4, it really matters to him? And then you add in the physical side of it where that was an all-in game. And if you lose that all-in game with that ending of that game, I mean, that's going to be not only is it a dream crusher, as we've talked about in football, but it's also physically and emotionally hard to cut. This is the only turnaround of one day, you know, one off day. So it's the shortest rest of the entire series. I think I think LeBron in general is fatigued, and maybe they play hard in the first half. But if they're down 10 with 8 minutes left, down 12, let me ask you guys, if they're down 12 with 8 minutes, Cleveland, typically you would love plus 12 because games tend to tighten up at the end.
Right, right.
If they're down 12 with 8 minutes left here, wouldn't you love minus 12?
I'd love your minus 14 and a half.
Yeah, plus 325.
Yeah.
So this is what you call a high variance game where it could go either way. But I think because of that variance, a reverse teaser like that, if anyone can get that and some, you know, there's a place online and I don't do anything with them. So, but it's called Five Dimes. I don't do anything with any online book, but it's called Five Dimes. They offer these kind of bets. There's other ones that do. If you can get a reverse tease, not a short thing, but interesting.
I like it. I like it. I think I may do that. Because I could see that scenario, especially if Golden State gets out to a big lead in the first half. I could see him folding up completely. So,
and remember, Golden State's going to be hyper-motivated in this game, right? Because imagine the resume if you're Steph Curry or anyone other than Durant, who obviously is just here for the first time this year. And by the way, remember I gave Durant 2-1 for MVP. Don't forget. That looks pretty sweet now, right?
Yeah.
What an iconic shot, guys. I mean, that's going to be one. And I mean, I got to be honest. If you said from 1980 on, 10 shots in the NBA playoffs, isn't that Durant one of the 10? Like if there's a montage?
Fred and I were talking about that. Like if there's a memorable moment in this series because it's been so lopsided. And I threw that out there. But I almost think it'll be forgotten just because at the end of the day, this series is probably going to be 4-0. And
yeah, but that makes it even more. Like, remember when LeBron got swept? Remember, you know, it's just part of the story. But I'm not even talking about the iconic element as in if you were telling your grandkids. But I'm talking about the video, the visual. Like, the way they shot that where it has the perfect angle and you can almost be the defender, the angle that I've seen. And it's like, how do you stop that? And it was nothing. Didn't even touch the rim. It looked like it didn't touch the net. It was like that clean. I think it's iconic, man. I do.
Yeah, I think though, for something like that to hold up, it just depends on how the series goes. And if Golden State goes out and wins by 25 tonight, I don't know. I don't know if I'll still be thinking about that shot 5 years from now the same way I would some of the others.
Yeah, perhaps. But I think dominance is interesting. Like, I'm going to say one matchup in the NFL, and I bet we all three think of the same thing. If we had to say the one play from Buffalo Bills, Dallas Cowboys, in their two Super Bowls, what would it be?
The Leon Led.
Leon Led, yeah.
Right, right? So, but wasn't that was the sign of the dominance, right? Is he, because that was late in the game, and it was like, holy cow, everything's happening. I kind of feel like LeBron, and if this happens the way I think people are thinking, I mean, Durant, the question has always been his, you know, how alpha he is, right? And again, I'm not going to fight him, right? But I mean, amongst the NBA, that's been the question. And the idea that he came down and stuck that, there was no fear. And I feel like it's going to be his awakening when they tell his story. He'll be one of the 7 or 8 best players in NBA history, right? It looks like.
It looks that way.
Right? And isn't this where the right before the commercial break, it's like coming up when it all changed, right? Isn't this series going to be it? And that shot's going to be the one moment.
I don't know. If it had been with 5 seconds left, maybe.
I wonder what Kevin Durant's legacy will end up being after this because, I mean, I remember Kevin Durant being like just a big loser last year. And I remember when he made it to the finals and just got abused and he was crying on the podium. And I don't know if people will give him the same credit for winning a championship that most great players get when they finally get one, because it almost mostly because I think the Warriors could have won one without him.
How old are you, AJ?
I am 36.
You know, you're starting to feel the generation, right? Because that's interesting, right? So I'm in my mid-40s. And I'm – listen, the fact that Kevin McHale played on a broken foot and he still limps to this day, I love that, right? I don't want to limp, right? But I love it. When I watched Muhammad Ali and Frazier, right, Thrill in Manila, the third one, the fact that they – a lot of people say if they didn't have that fight – they both would have been okay. And who knows, right? But they say that was the fight that it was like, okay, they never were going to be the same physically. And not just can you compete at the highest level, but can you talk, you know, that kind of thing. But you watch The Thrill in Manila, it's hard not to think this is one of the most amazing events you've ever seen, right?
Agreed.
And if you're not a boxing fan, I think it's the best fight ever. I get that the idea of Ali and like, okay, you know, like Sinatra, people want to say Sinatra's not a great singer. You know, it's like because he's so popular. Well, listen, Sinatra's a great singer, and Thrill in Manila is one of the great fights of all time. And, well, AJ, you're a fight guy, right?
I am.
You're a boxing guy? I mean, what fight's better than that?
Oh, I don't think there is one. There's people who will, you know, they try to throw in Ward Gotti, but those are lesser fighters. So to me, it's, I mean, I'm with you on that. The Thrill is the best.
And the idea that they fought 15 rounds in the first one, Ali finally lost, fought 15 in the second one. And then right before the 15th, one guy couldn't come out. So it went 44 rounds. And then the ultimate victor was the guy could stand up the 45th round. I mean, come on. I mean, talk about a movie, right? So ain't going to be no rematch. Don't want one. As they said, Rocky won, one of the great lines in history. But I think we're a different generation. I think the millennials, right, use the catchphrase, that touchy-feeliness, that sharing. And to me, all this stuff they share, I couldn't dream of sharing some of that. I want to give good betting winners, right? That's what people want for me. Not am I having a crisis in my life or something. But with the typical millennials, they love that. Like the fact he showed his emotion. I mean, I'd like to see the phone line or the text lines open up is, you know, not necessarily to take away my time, but next segment is the idea of, if you're in your 20s, do you really judge Durant for crying the way you just did?
I do, but I'm not in my 20s.
I know you do.
I judge everybody.
You're in my generation.
I judge everybody who cries. I don't believe in grown man crying.
Tony Soprano cried.
Well, okay, there's times when you can cry. You can't cry just because you're getting beat in sport. It's not acceptable.
I couldn't see Larry Bird crying, I will say that.
I mean, when you lose, you lose. You move on, you think about how to get better. But just because you're the second best player and you're getting waxed by the best player, you don't cry. It's bad. It's a bad look.
Well, and to finish our point, And the segment is the idea that, to me, my gut feeling is that next year at this time, it's not going to be a foregone conclusion LeBron's the best player. And if that shot, if that end of that game, which is that shot being emblematic of, right, is if that's when the torch is passed, then I think it has even more import.
Are you talking about Kevin Durant being a better player than LeBron James?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
You don't see that?
Not even close. And you know what? I wanted to – I had this stat yesterday after Game 5, and it's my favorite stat of the NBA – or after Game 3, my favorite stat of the NBA playoffs so far. LeBron James played 46 minutes of Game 3 and was a plus 7. The Cavs lost by 5. So he was a plus 7 in 46 minutes, and they lost by 5. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
But how much of that is how good LeBron is, and how much of that is how bad he is as a quasi-GM?
Oh, I mean, well, the Tristan Thompson decision is on him. But
or the J.R. Smith?
I think J.R. Smith, like, Smith played all right yesterday.
Game 3. So for one game, he plays all right. So the difference of him playing all right is if he makes 1 of 9 threes or 3 of 9 threes?
Oh, I mean, I think Kevin Love was the biggest problem with what they were doing in Game 3. He was the worst player.
Another LeBron decision.
I don't know that Kevin Love was a LeBron decision.
What? You think they would have traded the number one pick in the draft who at the time we felt. I mean, let me ask you this. That player, the hype coming into that draft, wouldn't you make the case that in the last 10 years it was one of the three most hyped number one picks?
Absolutely.
With Wiggins. So you're trading one of the three best prospects of the decade for Kevin Love. And that was LeBron all along coming in saying, this is what I want. I don't want to wait. I want to win now.
Maybe so.
So, again, it doesn't change him as a player, right? The fact he's a bad GM.
Well, but it doesn't make Kevin Durant better than him either.
You know what's funny? I think if we went back in time, now this is interesting. This is almost like a Twilight Zone. LeBron stays the same age. He's exactly the age he is now. But it's 5 years ago when it comes to the league, the way the game is played. I think LeBron's still the best player. But the way the game is played today, he can't shoot threes. I mean, we can talk to where blue that he's gotten better. I mean, if LeBron just shot threes, he wouldn't be one of the top. Well, I guess there's defense and all that. But on offense, if all he did was shoot, like if he played like Steve Kerr used to play, spot up shooter, that's all he does. Is LeBron one of the top 100 shooters in the NBA?
No, probably not.
So now the question is that, is it just that the game has changed and what he does best just isn't all that pertinent, or at least not as pertinent as it used to be?
Well, what he does best is he's great at everything.
Except shooting.
I mean, shooting from outside, but if you were that big and that fast and that strong, why would you shoot from outside? That's like saying, well,
but he still does. That's the thing.
Shaq's not as great.
From outside.
Well, he's still a 37% three-point shooter. It's not like he's garbage.
No, but he's not elite.
No, he's not elite. But Kevin Durant can't play defense like LeBron. Kevin Durant can't rebound like LeBron.
Are we gonna think about LeBron 5 years ago defense or today? Because he'll put effort. It seems to me, and again, I'm not a coach, but and again, I'd like to hear Fred's opinion. Is LeBron, you know, other than those six or seven plays a day he thinks might get him on SportsCenter, is LeBron really playing defense in any elite way today?
I don't think the Cavs are playing. I think it's a team wide thing, and I think he's still very good at defense. Maybe not as good as he was 5 years ago, but I think the Cavs in general have played poor team
defense.
Well,
and I think that's sort of the thing. That's the difference between the Cavs and the Warriors right now, and specifically LeBron James and Kevin Durant. LeBron James probably looks like less of a defender than he really is because his team doesn't emphasize defense. Kevin Durant looks better as a defender right now than he ever has because he's on a team that emphasizes defense.
And who's setting the culture of the Cavs?
LeBron James is. But
all right.
But
so
there's only
so
I mean with the guys that he picked, you know, if he brought in Kevin Love and he brought in J.R. Smith, I mean, those guys, they never did focus on defense. They're never going to. Kyrie Irving's an okay defender. They just don't have there's not enough good defenders on the floor for them to be a great defensive team.
And he picked the players.
That's fair.
And one last,
but it doesn't take away from what LeBron James is, a defensive player.
In some theory, I guess if it was one-on-one or something, maybe it doesn't. But and that segues to my last 10-second point, is the fact that Durant, with the way they switch and the, you know, his length and all that, is so good on Golden State's scheme defensively, is part of him as a player. This isn't saying in some hypothetical, if we could rotate Kevin Durant to every team for a year in a time machine, who would be the best player? It's in his current environment, Kevin Durant is an above-average defender. So how do you really make his defense the negative?
Well, what I'll say is this. If LeBron James, if he played in between Draymond Green and Klay Thompson, he would be the defensive player of the year more than likely.
But he wouldn't want those guys because apparently they tried to. Like, whatever it is,
they tried to trade Kevin Love for Klay Thompson.
And well, Minnesota did.
Minnesota did, yeah.
Yeah, and it was Jerry West that said no.
Well, Jerry West is a wise man.
Isn't that interesting? This guy won't. Maybe it looks better in a rotisserie league, is the way the narrative went. But Jerry West said he's not better for us.
Well, I don't think that LeBron James, the players that surround him, it really dictate what he is. And I think you could put LeBron James on the Milwaukee Bucks tomorrow, and they're probably going to the NBA Finals. I don't think you can say that about Kevin Durant. That's why I have a hard time saying Kevin Durant's a better player than LeBron.
Yeah, you know, I hear you too. You know, it's so interesting. Next week.
Next week.
Keep talking.
All right, and we'll have a Belmont podcast up tonight on pregame.com that we'll be doing right after our show here. So,
yeah. Well, yeah, because your 3 hours isn't enough talking for you. You just like to talk. Let's be honest.
Apparently so. And also, I've already posted a long breakdown on the Belmont with all kinds of cool stuff on pregame. So go check it out.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right, and it's also on Houston Sports and stuff. Hey, Nexen Tire, leading warranty in the tire industry, exclusive free roadside assistance. Got a flat tire? Nexen will change your tire or tow your vehicle for free. Nexen is the fastest growing tire brand trusted by automotive manufacturers. Check out Nexen Tire on the web to learn more at nexentire.com. Also, have to tell you that Father's Day is coming, and you've got a week. So if you want to go ahead and order this and get it to your dad, now's the time. The perfect Father's Day gift, Omaha Steaks, the Father's Day for only $59.99. You can get this limited-time Father's Day package when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter Fred in the search bar to apply the savings. They're going to send it right there to your door. You're going to get all kinds of cool stuff. Here you go. Your choice of either a huge 30-ounce T-bone or 4 6-ounce tender filet mignons, 4 all-beef Omaha Steaks ground beef sliders, 4 award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, 4 potatoes au gratin, 2-pound premium New York cheesecake, jar of signature steak seasoning, plus 4 additional ground beef sliders for free. You're getting 68% off Omaha Steaks Father's Day packages, and this is just for the Blitzers for a limited time. Again, get this limited time package for only $59.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com, type Fred in the search bar, and add a Father's Day package to your cart. Don't wait. This offer ends soon. Go to omahasteaks.com, type Fred in the search bar, grab your dad, and fire up the grill.
And it won't go, in case you don't know.
ESPN 97.5.